Boko Haram insurgents have released a new video in which they claim that Nigerian military had bombed some Chibok girls. We speak to Professor Ishaq Ankitola, Director for the Muslim Rights Concern, Murik, live from Nigeria. Professor Ishaq, assalamu alaikum. Yes, before we could even chat to him, the line cutting on us there, unfortunately. So we'll have to get back to him in a short while. The issue is with regards to this new video that has been released. The Muslim Rights Concern, Murik, dismisses the new video as sheer propaganda, and it is calculated to whip up anti-air campaign sentiments. It's a clear proof the bombing is biting hard and hitting the insurgents where it hurts most. Boko Haram released the video because its logistics are in shambles. They're surrounded on all sides. Supplies are cut off. The game is over. Boko Haram should surrender instead of trying to hoodwink Nigerians with these type of tactics. So those are some of the comments. So as we indicated, that there has been a new video that has been released, and we talk about this with Professor Ishaq Ankitola. Professor Ishaq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Now tell us, why have Boko Haram released a video now of the Chibok girls?
We suspect the new video. I think it's a fabrication. We think it's a fabrication because in the video they were showing the bodies of Chibok girls who died in the bombing, in the purported bombing carried out by the Nigerian military. But we think it is it's a fabrication. It is fake. Those dead bodies may not be dead bodies of Chibok. Dead bodies videoed by Boko Haram after they had killed people, massacred them, put the women together and videoed them to show the world that the Nigerian military the Chibok girls whom they were supposed to rescue. I think they have been forced to do this because they are being badly hit by the bombs. They want to stop. They want the world to rise against the Nigerian military. They want the Nigerian civil society to come out and demonstrate against the Nigerian government for bombing Chibok girls. And this never happened. And so we are saying the international community should be wary of the tricks of Boko Haram. It is a strategy to ensure that the Nigerian government, the Nigerian military stopped the bombing campaign, and because Boko Haram has been surrounded from the Chad border, from the Cameroonian border, and from the Niger border. And the Nigerian military has sealed them up from the south and the east. And so they are looking for a way to escape. They haven't been able to carry out any bombings for the past 3 months. Suicide bombings have stopped. There is peace in the northeastern Nigeria. People, the IDPs, internally displaced people are returning to their homes. More than 800,000 in Borno State have returned to their farms, and the place has become quiet and peaceful. They want to go back to the days of violence, to the days of wickedness, and we are not going to allow that. Why is Boko Haram shedding crocodile tears now? If they cared for the Chibok girls, why did they have them in the first place? Now they want their leaders to be exchanged, the captured leaders to be exchanged for the Boko Haram girls. We don't mind that. It is possible because we don't want our girls in their hands, and we are ready to exchange them. But we are prepared to ensure that the exchange is genuine, that there is no, they are not trying to trick us into releasing their leaders, and then we will not get the girls back. And it should be all the girls, not piecemeal releases. Thank you.
Yes, so there are a number of things here that we need to consider. But in the broader sense of things, how is the Nigerian government's fight against Boko Haram going? You spoke about the fact that they have been surrounded from the various countries. Are they on the verge of being defeated?
Oh, sure. They are on the verge of being defeated. The landmines are being removed. Their leaders, most of their leaders have been captured. And even you can see that they are decimated. The Boko Haram has been largely decimated. Debilitated too. Weakened from inside and from outside. Weakened from inside, there is evidence of that in the fact that a new leader was appointed by ISIS for Boko Haram about a week ago. And you remember what happened? We all thought they appointed a new leader for Boko Haram because Shekau was dead. But Shekau is not dead. Shekau spoke a few hours later to debunk the appointment and to reject the appointment. Shekau said he was still in command, which means Boko Haram is divided. And it shows how weakened they are, and there is no central command for them anymore.
And we hope that the final push to knock them out will come very soon. What's the story with regards to the military and journalist Ahmed Salkida? What's happening there?
Ahmed Salkida is a journalist who has been contacting Boko Haram. The Boko Haram guys know Ahmed Salkida. They have that one journalist that they trust, and they used to release information through him. They used to take the CDs to him for release to the for the outside world. And now that the Nigerian military, we think Nigerian military is finding it difficult to rescue the girls, they are taking it out on Ahmed Salkida, and they have declared him wanted. We of the Muslim Right Concern, we believe this is not right. I think it shows that the military is desperate. And in their desperation, they have declared Ahmed Salkida wanted. I don't think they should do that. I think they should rely on intelligence. They should cooperate among these various security agencies, should cooperate, the SSS, the state security services, the military, and the police, and some others too. They should exchange information, hold secret sessions from time to time, and then with information that is exchanged, they may be able to locate the positions exactly where the Chibok girls are. But don't forget, kidnappers don't retain their victims in one spot because they know that they are being followed, they are being traced, they are being sold. They are likely to have moved, even if Ahmed Salkida knows where they are, they are likely to have moved these girls. They have moved them over and over again. I think that is what has been happening. And to expect Boko Haram to show Ahmed Salkida, to allow Ahmed Salkida, a journalist, to know where they kept the girls, it will be dangerous for Boko Haram. That would be naive. And so the Nigerian military should not think Ahmed Salkida knows the whereabouts of the girls. Boko Haram is just using Ahmed Salkida to get information out to the outside world.
On the whole, how is Nigeria as a country? As Nigeria towards the end of last year and into the beginning of this year had overtaken South Africa as the largest economy in Africa. Things have changed slightly. South Africa has now moved back to the first position. But in your assessment, how is the country doing currently economically on various other fronts?
I didn't get you. Can you come again?
How is Nigeria as a whole, as a country? Are things looking better now than previous years?
Yes, I think economically, Nigeria is going through hard times, really. But we are picking up. The hard times is occurring because of the sabotage that is going on in the vandalization of the pipelines and the inability of Nigeria to export as much oil as it would have loved to export. But that notwithstanding, because of the fight, the war against corruption, because President Buhari is genuinely fighting corruption, to a halt, we've been able to plug holes. We've been able to stop corrupt practices in certain areas. The introduction of the BVN, the introduction of a central and single account by government agencies and government ministries. This has revealed a lot of they've revealed the fact that a lot of funds is waiting somewhere, and these have been put together and it is being utilized. So the economy from there will improve. Even the militants in the Niger Delta, I think the vandalization, the rate of vandalization has reduced drastically, and there are talks going on between government and the militants, and there are even certain militants who have become repentant, and they are now supporting government. So all these things are going on. Apart from that, the military is not relenting in its effort to stop vandalization. And a few days ago, some Niger Delta militants, some of their leaders and some of the vandals were apprehended, and they are undergoing interrogation now.
Yes, so things, there has been challenges undoubtedly, but there's good and promising gains that have been made. Professor, as usual, we always appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us.
It's my pleasure, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.